all work.
Let me shut these off.
I'd like to thank you for coming to the Medina Township Board of Trustees special meeting, dated 1-23 of 2023, and the time is 4:02. And I have a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Today's meeting shouldn't be too involved. We have approval of accounts payable, and what this is the nature of was a purchase order request made at a past meeting, had the wrong address on it, so I will start off by rescinding that purchase order, and then I will ask you all for approval of the next purchase order, which just is the correct address. So I'd like to make a motion to approve to rescind the purchase order request dated 1-19 of 2023. Departments Admin, Road and Bridge, Police and Fire. The vendor information is Otarma, and they're from Kalamazoo, Michigan. The purchase order was for those departments for a total of $77,985. Like I say, I'd like to make a motion that we rescind that.
I guess we'll second that then.
Second. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Well, next thing in order would be to like to make a purchase order request dated 1-23 of 2023 for the admin, road and bridge, and police and fire. Vendor month information is Otarma. It is for all those departments for a total dollar amount, same as before, $77,985.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Other places to sign that.
Just two spots. Just, you got it there, there, and there. Yep, you're good. All
right. I'm not aware of any other accounts payable. Is anybody else? No, no. Other township business. I was contacted, I believe, Friday and on and off through the weekend. And again today, with questions, fiscal officer was asking about who's driving a truck, fire truck, and the Voyager card, and how you're driving a fire truck when the insurance is off of it. I didn't witness any of this, so I'm basing everything on what was spoken to me. But I would ask Chuck, because you were named, did you drive a fire truck?
No, I did not drive a fire truck.
You're stating clearly you did not drive a fire truck.
I have actually never even been on one of our fire trucks.
Thank you. So. Not Friday around noon?
Not Friday around noon.
Okay, that's when it allegedly took place. Chuck, or Bruce, you weren't out there driving a fire truck.
No, I was not driving a fire truck.
So, in the process of this same conversation, it was discussed that a Voyager credit card, fuel card, was being used or attempted to be used inappropriately. And that information continued again to the point where I believe our fiscal officer indicated she had turned the card off till we figured what was going on. Chuck Johnson, did you use a Voyager credit card?
I did not have a Voyager credit card.
Did you use Voyager credit card?
I don't have one.
I neither drove a fire truck nor did I use a Voyager credit card. I asked Denny to come because he's pretty knowledgeable of these kind of things. Can you shed any light on the fire truck or the Voyager card situation?
Where's the Voyager credit card?
I was here Friday afternoon. My guys had went to get fuel. My guy Chuck Green went to get fuel in truck number 7, which is a 2019 GMC Sierra service truck. I was here. They called and told me it was not working. I had Nick check into it. He got on his computer and said, yes, it looks like it's been denied. Because I guess after so many tries, it is denied. I was under the assumption that Chuck was on the credit card. Chuck Green would have been an authorized user on the credit card. He's been here since October. Okay. Past practice has been, you hire, you get put on the credit card so you can buy fuel at the gas station. With that being said, Nick said he looked into it. Yes, it was denied. He was going to check it out, get it fixed.
And that was Friday?
That was Friday. And then after that is when these emails started coming up about Chuck Johnson driving a fire truck trying to get fuel in truck number 7, which is a fire truck number 7 sitting right back here in this bay.
Best of your knowledge, has anyone drove and checked your truck number 7?
That truck has not been out of the station. There's tools laying around that truck right now. That,
I offered my assistance to our fiscal officer to have a discussion. She had asked about going into legal and law enforcement, and I encouraged her. If she felt like that was important, then do it. I said, I'm not going to investigate it because I'm not law enforcement.
Right.
But at this point, is it fairly safe that I could represent the township and let her know that truck number 7, as indicated, wasn't the truck number 7 the fire truck? It was truck number 7 in our maintenance road and bridge crew.
Yes.
And the Chuck that was being discussed wasn't Chuck Johnson, but was rather Chuck Green, a member of our service crew. And then should I inquire whether or not, just say that Nick is going to inquire, but ask her if she knows if he has access. How does that work when you went with your people when they check with a Voyager card?
With a Voyager card, you need the last 4 digits of your Social Security number.
So
the
last 4 digits.
And the miles of the vehicle.
And that's what you...
That unlocks the card when you put it in the pump.
Okay. Does the mileage of the vehicle, I'm just asking because I'm not familiar, I can understand the last 4 digits of the employee's phone number, is that right?
Social Security.
But how does the mileage work if the mileage is always changing?
The way I understand it, it's got to be, if your mileage is 1, 2, 3, 4, you can't put anything under the 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be rolling,
sequential.
Rolling miles. Sequential. Okay.
That's pretty impressive if they have a system that actually follows that.
Yep.
I've not heard that.
Yeah, I think we ran into a problem with that with the police
department. The problem is back in the day when we had the fire department, when they would go to the fuel station, some guys would put their tents in, and that would just screw everything up.
Yeah.
You know, that's once you add another number and then try to go back to a lower number, that's when it's.
So they would enter the last 4 digits of their Social Security number, which would mean they'd have to be listed on the card. And then they would enter the mileage less the tenths.
Less the tenths, correct.
Okay. Well, because the nature...
Today I was in here again today. I sent my guys to try to get fuel again in that truck, thinking the card was probably working. I sent my guy that's been with me for 13 years. The card is still not working. Okay. So that means that card is totally locked to all my employees and myself.
So the Voyager card simply needs to be unlocked.
Yeah, and Nick did see that on his computer again today when I was here. That they was trying to get fuel, an email came across saying, that somebody's trying to use that card again. And right away, Nick said, hey, somebody's trying to use this fire card again. On Friday, when I was here and told him it was for the 2019 GMC Sierra service.
So Nick is thinking that truck number seven represents a fire truck?
He kept saying fire truck, and I kept correcting him back by his desk that it was a service truck.
I have a question. So how's he finding out that the car's getting used? Is it an email coming to the township email?
He gets an email, yeah.
Oh, sure. So that's the Medina Township email?
I would assume.
Okay.
Well, and if the first, if Chuck Green might not yet be entered on that, would that be the first time he tried to use one, do you think?
The first time?
First time he used a Voyager card?
It must have been.
I mean, if it's the first time that he had was called on to use the Voyager card, that would make sense why the system kicked back and sent a message that it was trying to be, because you can only use it several times and it will lock out.
After someone the way I understand.
But then to have turned it off after that, that's not the same thing. That's something different.
Well, I'm just saying, too, if that's an email that's coming into the Medina Township email, that would be another reason that Chrissy should be on that at 9 o'clock in the morning, too, just in case we're getting flags popping up on there. That Medina Township email is the township.
Is Medina Township.
Right. Right. So that's what I was kind of getting at. It's just because, obviously, as soon as those are getting flagged, we need to contact Angela to unlock this thing and so we go buy gas for, you know.
Danny, what happens on a weekend?
I believe if these Chrissy emails would have to be added to the Voyager as a authorized user.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Nick is an authorized user. Yes. Is that how that works?
What was your question?
So what happens on a weekend? I mean, you get a flag on Monday through Friday, but what happens at, you know, when nobody's there to check something?
Wait till they come.
It just sits until Monday. Okay, all right. All right.
What kind of fuel do we have at the...
Just diesel.
Just diesel?
The kind of fuel you'd probably use for a fire truck?
Fire truck, yeah.
All right, I'm making a note, and I don't want to leave it a note, so I'm going to make a motion that we add Chrissy to the Voyager credit card list as a...
Second.
...user.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Do you gentlemen recall our last meeting on the 19th? I believe we did approve, make a motion to make Medina Township, Medina Township.
That big long one.
My understanding is we made a motion to make that accessible to both secretaries.
Yep.
I'm asking because we're here and we got an opportunity to, if we didn't do that, to do that now. Is that, you don't remember, right?
I do not remember.
Okay.
Doesn't hurt to just clarify it.
For clarification, I believe I'd like to make a motion to make the township email known as Medina Township at medinatownship.com accessible to both secretaries, Nick Second. And Chrissy.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Because of the way things have been lately, I'd like to make a motion that you allow me to convey the information that we discussed tonight regarding the fire truck and the Voyager card. Chuck Green's situation with being listed on the Voyager card. Chuck Johnson's situation that he was not driving a fire truck, nor was anyone driving a fire truck. Otherwise, the basic information from this meeting too.
Second.
Fiscal Officer Ventura.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I have no other township business before us today. Any anybody. I would like to make a motion, call this meeting to adjournment, 4:17 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming in, guys. And gals. And gals and guys.
Well, thanks for the clarification.